Dutch authorities target Paula Markets, Adventure One. A regulatory clash in the crypto prediction market space. Hey, this is a big deal. The Netherlands gaming authority, Kansspelautoriteit, is asking Paula Markets' local arm, Adventure One BV, to shut down. That's a huge move for the crypto prediction market space.
Yeah, it's serious. The regulator claims Adventure One is running illegal gambling operations by betting on political events like Dutch elections without proper licenses. It's a clear clash between decentralized platforms and national laws.
Exactly. This highlights how blockchain's global nature clashes with local regulations. The Netherlands sees prediction markets as gambling, which is a big red flag for them.
Right, and this isn't isolated. Other countries are cracking down too. The U.S. CFTC targeted Paula Market in 2023 for similar issues. It's a global pattern of scrutiny.
The core of the allegations: illegal gambling without licensing. So, the Dutch authorities are saying Adventure One is unlicensed gambling. They're betting on events like elections, which is banned there.
Under Dutch law, offering bets on elections is a no-go. Only licensed entities can operate gambling services. Adventure One, as a subsidiary of Paula Market, is violating that.
The regulator's argument is that prediction markets are gambling, not financial tools. But for some, these markets are just data-driven speculation. It's a legal gray area.
That's the crux. The Netherlands sees it as gambling, while other places might regulate it as a financial product. It's a huge divide in how different countries view these platforms.
Navigating regulatory challenges: a global dilemma for decentralized platforms. Decentralized platforms like Paula Market are stuck. Even if they're based elsewhere, their local subsidiaries can face shutdowns.
The Dutch case shows that. Adventure One's operations in the Netherlands are now under fire. It's a warning. Global users mean global regulatory risks.
This isn't just the Netherlands. The U.S. CFTC also forced Paula Market to comply with U.S. financial rules. It's a tough balancing act for these platforms.
Broader implications for crypto prediction markets. These markets are a hybrid of finance and gambling. Regulators are worried about three main issues: protecting users, safeguarding democracy, and preventing manipulation.
Consumer protection. Without oversight, users could be exploited. Opaque pricing or unfair terms might leave people vulnerable.
Political integrity. Bets on elections could incentivize manipulation or misinformation. It's seen as a threat to democracy.
Market manipulation. Decentralized platforms are hard to police. Big players could skew outcomes for profit, undermining the market's reliability.
This fragmentation of regulations means platforms face a patchwork of rules. Some countries are trying to create frameworks, like the UK's FCA consultation, while others crack down.
The regulatory dilemma. Innovation vs. compliance is a tough spot. These platforms offer cool tools for real-time data and speculation, but their structure makes compliance tricky.
Some platforms are engaging with regulators to define their legal status, while others risk shutdowns. The Dutch case could force Paula Market to restructure or stop operations there.
Critical takeaways: the future of prediction markets. So, the key lessons are: regulatory scrutiny is rising, decentralization complicates compliance, and legal clarity is needed.
Platforms must navigate a mix of national laws. If they fail, users in certain regions might lose access.
The outcome of these clashes will shape the industry's future. Will they adapt to stricter rules or face restrictions? It's a pivotal moment.
Conclusion. A pivotal moment for the industry, the Dutch action is a turning point. Along with the U.S. CFTC case, It shows regulators are ready to act against unregulated platforms.
This isn't just about enforcement. It's about defining the rules for innovation. The industry's next steps will depend on how they balance freedom and compliance.
Yeah, it's a wild ride, but the stakes are high. The future of prediction markets hinges on how they navigate this regulatory maze.